4. God in the Dock. Walter Hooper's title for Difficulties in Presenting the Christian Faith to Modern Unbelievers, published in Lumen Vitae, Volume 3, September 1948. English text with French translation. It was reprinted in Undeceptions, 1971, and is now in God in the Dock, 1998. I have been asked to write about the difficulties which a man must face in trying to present the Christian faith to modern unbelievers. That is too wide a subject for my capacity or even for the scope of an article. The difficulties vary as the audience varies. The audience may be of this or that nation, may be children or adults, learned or ignorant. My own experience is of English audiences only, and almost exclusively of adults. It has, in fact, been mostly of men and women serving in the RAF. This has meant that while very few of them have been learned in the academic sense of that word, a large number of them have had a smattering of elementary practical science, have been mechanics, electricians, or wireless operators. For the rank and file of the RAF belong to what may almost be called the intelligentsia of the proletariat. I have also talked to students at the universities. These strict limitations in my experience must be kept in mind by the readers. How rash it would be to generalize from such an experience I myself discovered on the single occasion when I spoke to soldiers. It became at once clear to me that the level of intelligence in our army is very much lower than in the RAF, and that quite a different approach was required. The first thing I learned from addressing the RAF was that I had been mistaken in thinking materialism to be our only considerable adversary. Among the English intelligentsia of the proletariat, materialism is only one among many non-Christian creeds. Theosophy, spiritualism, British Israelitism, etc. England has, of course, always been the home of cranks. I see no sign that they are diminishing. Consistent Marxism I very seldom met. Whether this is because it is very rare, or because men speaking in the presence of their officers concealed it, or because Marxists did not attend the meetings at which I spoke, I have no means of knowing. Even where Christianity was professed, it was often much tainted with...